It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back, and we have an amazing guest today, Susan Lindauer. And Susan, you're a remarkable person. I consider you a tornado of truth, geopolitical righteousness, and the energy to try to get some justice here. We see a situation going on right now with Donald Trump. You want to reflect on that and your own situation. What's the name of your book so that people can acquire it? I have it now. It's amazing. I've been reading through it. Well, how do they get your book?
Thank you. My book, my name is Susan Lindauer, and my book is Extreme Prejudice, the right. Terrifying story of the cover-ups of 9/11 and Iraq. And I came out a few years ago with my book, and I was on the radio talking about my team's 9/11 warnings, and my direct involvement in the 9/11 warnings, and my direct involvement with the Iraqi government in negotiating the return of the weapons inspectors to Iraq. I was the focal point, the single primary chief focal point, a primary witness, a real live true blue whistleblower. And I am watching now the impeachment of the horrific, despicable. I'm going to try so hard not to use extreme language in this show, because I feel so passionately and deeply this is so wrong. It is evil, it is tyranny, it is dictatorship, and so I want you to remember that I absolutely despise what the Democrats are doing. And I have a very unusual and peculiar viewpoint of this whole thing, because my experience in 9/11 and the direct involvement in the real facts of Iraqi pre-war intelligence could have been, should have been used for the impeachment of George Bush. If there had been an impeachment of George Bush, you would have known, I would be on CNN every day. I would be on Fox, well, maybe not Fox News. I would have been the darling of the liberals, because they would have been using me to take me to take down George Bush. And the left, the New York Times, the Washington Post, if they had been doing their job
right
and getting the facts right instead of propaganda, and instead of shoveling the propaganda at the people, if there had been any factual basis to their reporting, the whole election cycle in 2004 would have gone very differently, not because of an impeachment, but because of an educated public making choices that would be better choices, because knowledge and truth are important through, and I believe this with my heart, through the election process. Right. I am so opposed to impeachment, I just cannot even tell you. But an educated public would have stopped George Bush from getting reelected. Whoever was going to be the Democrat, or whoever would have been George Bush would have been primaried, and he would have been defeated in the primary, but on the Republican side. And then he would have been, and then the new Republican would have gone forth against the Democrats, and it's just so.
Now, I think what you're highlighting, Susan,
that may not be very helpful as an entry.
Well, I want to make a comment here that I think is important. What you're saying, because you and I both support Donald Trump.
Yes,
but
I do.
If you had gone forward back then, the Democrats would have used you as a tool to put in a Democrat, which would be putting a left-sided version of the bad things that happened during George Bush Jr. So please continue.
No, I think that's absolutely right. That is the tragedy of it. We have the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats are two sides of the same coin, and it's because of Donald Trump, who is a populist for the people, that the deep state are savagely attacking him right now. These are, and I'm so glad you said that, because if they had knocked out George Bush in the elections, and I just, you know, the idea of impeaching a president, it makes me sick. It makes me nauseated. I remember let me tell you, back up and tell you a little bit why I would have been unwilling is not the right word. I would have been a sad witness. I would not have been you see these Schiff witnesses out there, you know, just saying, I don't like Trump, so get rid of him. I mean, I had real things to say. I knew about 9/11 in April and May of 2001, and I was told by my CIA handler that I should – the first time he told me, he said, hey, in April of 2001, this is how bad this really was. Compare this as a high crime against with this stupidity of what they're arguing about Donald Trump.
Right.
I was told in April of 2001 by my CIA handler to go to my contacts at the Iraqi embassy in New York and threaten them and say, hey, you better give us all you know about this attack on New York City involving airplane hijackings and a strike on the World Trade Center.
Right.
We already knew that it involved airplane hijackings. We already knew the target was the World Trade Center as of April 2001. I learned about it from my CIA handler. So I went up to New York and I talked to my diplomats. I said, hey, guys, you've always been helpful before. I need you to do something for me. Could you send a cable to Baghdad? Send a cable to Baghdad. Tell them we're really interested in this potential terrorism case. There's word about that something's coming down the pike. Anything you've got, let us know. And they said, okay, sure, we'll do that. I went back to Washington. My CIA handler said, come in. I want to hear what they said. I went into his office. He said, well, what'd you say? What'd they say to you when you threatened them? Well, I didn't threaten them. I didn't need to. They're always helpful. Iraq and Saddam Hussein are one of our best sources on anti-terrorism.
Right.
They're really good on anti-terrorism. And because they're terrible. Saddam hated the jihadists. He was very frightened, seriously concerned that they would take advantage of the poverty and the disintegration of the Iraqi government's authority and control over the population during the sanctions. And so they would seize on that and try to have an Islamic revolution inside Iraq. And so he was like, so Saddam was always trying to get those guys. And he always wanted to give if there was any negative intelligence, accurate but negative intelligence about the Islamic jihadists and terrorism, he was showing us that he was on our side and that he shared that as a concern with the people of the United States. And always his intelligence was accurate. Very important. He never gave us bad intelligence.
Well, that's quite different than what you're hearing from the media. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah, completely different than what the – so anyway. So in April of 2001, I go back to my CIA handler. He says, what do they say? I tell him, don't worry. He storms around the desk. He storms around his conference room. I've never seen him so angry. I did not tell you to be nice to those people. I want you to go back to New York. I want you to tell them that blankety, 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 they better do it. And I want you to tell them this. Because you see, I was a back channel on terrorism.
Right.
That was why I was allowed to have these contacts. I would always faithfully report exactly what the Iraqis were saying to the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency. I was always hyper accurate. And then if there was any messages that needed to be given to Baghdad under the table, I'd deliver them like this. So I understood this is not, and this is very important, all the people who are hearing the deep state try to force Donald Trump to adopt their foreign policy. Oh, yeah. Hell no. It is the government's, it is the president's foreign policy, and I am the messenger as an asset. Right. I am doing the president's bidding, not the other way around. It's just,
not like Taylor and Kent, right, in the car. Before Adam Schiff, by the way, I've changed the last two letters of his name from FF to TT. Please continue.
Yes. So yes, exactly. And I understood that my responsibility was not to make Susan Lindauer's foreign policy. This is the George W. Bush foreign policy. And before that, it was Bill Clinton's foreign policy. So.
Right.
I mean, we had certain things that I focused on, and terrorism was number one. Anti-terrorism was something. I always opposed the sanctions. Everybody knew that. And I did. I opposed the sanctions. But I was faithful to the responsibility. And that was – so I went back to New York in May of 2001. This is a whistleblower. I went back there in May of 2001, and I said, hey, look, apparently – I was too lenient when I spoke to you before. I've been told that I really need to hammer this message, and I was honest with the diplomat. I said, you know, they're really quite angry and agitated about this, and they think that I downplayed it too much. He said, oh, really? I said, yeah. So I'm here to tell you that I've been ordered to tell you that this threat originates above the Secretary of State and above the director of the CIA.
Whoa.
And that is only three people: President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
Right.
Okay? Only those three people. It only means those three people. And I said, so I'm here to tell you that you better give us this intelligence. You better find it and give it to us. And if you hold anything back, it's an act of war.
Wow.
They regard it as an act of war. If you don't give us this intelligence. Okay, so now I'm talking. I'm not reporting what somebody else did. I did it. Those are my words to the embassy. And the diplomat's like, oh, my God, wow. This is very serious. I said, yes, sir, it's very serious. And I was too light. And I said, I took responsibility for not communicating the message accurately the first time.
Right.
Okay. And I'm there to communicate their message. It is not my foreign policy. It's Bush's foreign policy. And so I said, you know, I've got to tell you, you need to get a cable to Baghdad right now. And he said, well, listen, I want you to go back because I have already spoken to Baghdad. I have already spoken to Baghdad about what you said before, and I want you to know, I want you to go back to Washington and tell your sources that we are ready to invite, this is in May of 2001, we are ready to invite the FBI to send a terrorism task force inside our country immediately. He said, I want you to tell your source that I will personally alert the the embassy staff that any time, and if you know the FBI shows up at the embassy, they are to immediately interrupt me wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, and I will immediately return to the embassy, and I will guarantee immediate accreditation and visa permits approval to, I am designated to do this, and I will deliver it immediately. All I need is just send the FBI to us, and I will immediately process this.
Wow.
I will personally guarantee it the same day, and I will tell everybody.
That's an amazing story. I haven't heard this truth anywhere else except from you, Susan. You're giving it more clear than anybody. And by the way, I was told by the FEMA and CDC director in March about 9/11 as well, personally.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coming back, and Susan, let's continue your amazing story. I will try not to interrupt you as you produce this amazing. People need to understand what's going on here. The revelation that's going to change the direction of America. Please continue.
Well, here's the thing. If you're looking at high crimes for impeachment, you have to know that, look at what the idiots are doing to Donald Trump. This is a joke. This is just an insult. This is what I consider to be the predicate, the foundation of tyranny and dictatorship. Democrats are prepping us to abolish our elections or negate the results of elections that don't go the way the deep state wants.
Right.
Versus,
by the way, that's the left and the right. They have to understand. Trump is ticking off the rhino Republican on the right as well as the left. And because he's a populist, he's also trying to do the right thing, which is to build the economy, to control our borders, to actually have proper trade so it doesn't have another 60,000 factories moved to China. Please continue.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But what I'm talking about here would have been a real high crime. Where
right.
3,000 American citizens died
right.
as a result of this. And then George Bush and Dick Cheney turned around and lied, deceived voters about the factual. I mean, they talk about obstruction of an investigation or felony perjury
right.
or lying to Congress or lying to the people. There's nothing ever like this in our history. This
right.
was a lie that was historic. And the problem was that it was me, little tiny little me, against the big bad FBI and the Justice Department and the Bush administration. And my cousin was the chief of staff to President George Bush. My cousin was Andrew Card, who is the man. When George Bush was reading the book on the little goats to the children in the school, it is my
right.
cousin who leaned down and whispered in his ear about 9/11. And it
Whoa.
Is also my cousin who received all the factual briefings about Iraqi pre-war intelligence with my analysis, which turned out to be highly accurate, high
right.
quality, outstanding, superior, and tragic.
Right.
It is the kind of thing where you're right, I was right about everything, and it was a tragedy that I was right. It was not the kind
right.
of thing that you say, hey, wow, I just got it all right.
You
I'm
weren't
so
just
lucky to be right.
Yeah, in other words, you weren't just gambling on a bunch of data. You actually had, like a mathematical equation, the intelligence
no,
equation fulfilled
it. I was in direct contact. It was not a calculation or an analysis. I was in direct contact with the Iraqi government, and I was the one who knew what was real and what was not. And I'll tell
right.
you that every detail of Iraqi pre-war intelligence that they gave you was factually wrong, and
right.
they knew it. And that's
wow.
the key. It wasn't just that they made a mistake, which would have been, you know, sad, because, you know, thousands of American soldiers lost their lives. Tens of thousands of people got their arms and their legs blown off, or they're like Senator Tammy Duckworth, who's a triple amputee, or, you know, I respect those people. I really do.
Right.
I have tremendous respect for our soldiers who are suffering PTSD, who had divorces or brain trauma or paralysis, or, you know, or they're blind. God, to be blind, I think, would have to be one of the worst, most awful things in life. To be a blind person, I would weep. I don't know if I could ever recover from that. And no, as it turns out, my next door neighbor was a nurse at Walter Reed. So she was coming home telling me all these horrible stories, these tragic stories, tragic stories of what was happening to our soldiers and our veterans. And I, to this day, I grieve so deeply for this. But I actually am one of the people who, when the last time Nancy Pelosi was out there with her crazy Democrats saying we should impeach a president, right, you know, that was a case where you actually had a really – you had a pretty legitimate argument for doing it. I would have been the witness.
Right.
It would have been me who was saying, well, as a matter of, and I have papers to prove
right.
it. You know, I have papers to prove all this stuff. So, you know, like I told you last time about Colin Powell and how Colin Powell, Colin Powell lived next door to my CIA handler, and I went to Colin Powell twice before his big speech at the United Nations. I made sure that he had all the papers on the comprehensive peace framework with Iraq, whereby Iraq promised the United States preferential contracts in oil development, transportation. They offered to purchase 1 million American-made automobiles every year for 10 years. They promised preferential contracts for the United States in healthcare, hospital equipment, and pharmaceuticals to rebuild Baghdad's medical system after the sanctions, after sanctions. They offered the United States everything that we could have wanted ever. And we wouldn't, and all they wanted was the war. They just couldn't. They were so excited about they were going to have a war. Oh boy, yay. The Iraqis also reiterated their promise to have the FBI send a terrorism task force into Iraq with authorization to conduct investigations and make arrests. And they offered to give us banking records on financial transactions used by real terrorists, not like fake terrorists or FBI make-believe terrorists, but real ones. And they were like, oh, sure, we'll help you. We'll do. Saddam would have done anything in the world to become friends with the United States again. And so,
Saddam was recruited by George Bush Sr., in the streets of Baghdad. Please continue.
That's right. That's right. And he wanted to be – Saddam wanted to be friends with the United States so badly. They would have given us anything we had ever dreamed of asking for.
Right.
They kept saying to me over and over again, what do you want? Do you want the Lukoil contract? Tell Bush you can have it. Tell them. And my cousin was the chief of staff to George Bush. So all of this stuff, he did know that. We did tell him that.
Right.
I did tell him that. And I, you know, I made sure that they knew everything. I held nothing back. I wanted to help stop this war. But now, you know, so I am somebody who is both – think of all the things I've just told you. I am a true whistleblower, unlike the fake whistleblower right now against Donald Trump. Right. We're talking about high crimes where 3,000 Americans died in 9/11, plus firefighters and, you know, in the aftermath of, you know, cancers and diseases. And
I'm still their doctor, by the way, for 9/11. Okay. I'm still their doctor. Please continue.
Okay. Okay. Well, but all these, you know, people, 3,000 people died. We have soldiers who've died, 4,000 soldiers who've died in, we have almost $7 trillion dollars in debt from these wars. We've bankrupted our country, and here we have, and if that's not high crimes and misdemeanors, I don't know what is. This is, you know, this is if not treason, it is such a dangerous failure. And yet I have to tell you that even though I would have been the person, and I hated George Bush. I'll be honest with you. I hate George Bush.
Right.
But I am passionately committed to elections. I believe in our system of government. It is so precious. We do not. There is, if you don't like a president, there is a way that you remove them, and that is you go and you have a vote and you cast a ballot and the people make the decision, and you have an the idea is you should have an educated voter. Educated voters make better decisions. And that is the goal of truth, is that you want to have people who are knowledgeable about the, you want to have an empowered public so that they're not making stupid decisions.
Right. In other words,
to impeachment. I am opposed. I'm in favor of truth. I'm in favor of holding politicians responsible and accountable. But the way to do that, I believe it with my heart and my soul. And I'm speaking to you as somebody who could have been an impeachment witness. If we were going to impeach George Bush, I would have been front and center. And I would have been able to provide so much proof of damning intelligence. Like, I would have had civilian witnesses going in with me telling the stories of Iraqi pre-war intelligence and telling the stories, like I warned them to stay out of New York City before 9/11. And we would have had an empowered public, but empowered voters. But I have to tell you, I think that impeachment is so wrong. It is so wrong. It is to the core of my being. Even after 9/11, I was just really so upset about being an impeachment witness. I believe in elections. I do. And I hated 9/11. I hated it. And I hated the Iraqi war. I hated George Bush. I mean,
Susan, I've got a burning question.
Okay.
Now, I'm just sitting here after all the things I've been through and you're through. Why would these people do this? Please tell us. Why would they do something so obvious? It's like bringing a patient into the operating room to try to close up a wound or to heal their leg that's been injured by, say, a fall or a broken bone, and the surgeon decides to amputate the leg. It doesn't make sense. What were they doing? Why?
Well, sometimes
I have some ideas, but I want to hear your...
amputate the leg. Sometimes they do have to amputate the leg.
Well, let's say they didn't have to. Let's say rather it was a...
In the Civil War, if you got a gunshot wound in your leg, they just automatically amputate it.
Well, let's say that you're a good surgeon. I'm a surgeon. I've done orthopedics, plastics, and trauma surgery.
Okay.
Let's say it's a simple procedure, and instead of the simple procedure like... doing a Dacron graft for an artery that may be nicked by a bullet, you decide to say, we're just going to amputate from the hip. Now, in a sense, we not only have crashed the economy, but we've also put ourselves in a very dangerous position, because if you read the PNAC documents, this is a continuum all from all these craziness going on, even to our day right now. In fact, Donald Trump got in trouble because he didn't put in with McMaster pushing a 250,000 troops, and the White Hats in Britain even pushed them to try to send Tomahawk missiles into empty buildings, saying even though they had intel that there was no chlorine residue indicating that Bashar al-Assad did not use chemical weapons against his own people, and they had this information, they proceeded anyway, and Donald Trump, relying on this, sent in Tomahawk missiles. I mean, this is scary stuff, isn't it?
No, it's not. That's they make mistakes like that all the time. That's different than this.
Right.
It's like apples and oranges. That is nothing. I mean, that's just what you see is a deep state that is lying. Okay, where it is the same is you have a deep state that is lying on a continuous basis.
Right.
You have a deep state that is, I mean, the nicest thing you could say about these idiots at the State Department who testified last week before Thanksgiving against Donald Trump is that they are some of the stupidest people. They collectively, you had some of the zero brain power at the State Department in that hearing room who have gotten so many facts wrong. They are so, this is where it is important.
Right.
They are the deep state is media is mortally mediocre.
Right.
And by that I mean that they have very poor learning capacity. They're so bigoted and biased and prejudiced in their reporting, in their fundamental assumptions of what they're saying, and they're so they're unwilling to examine anything that they frequently get it wrong. And in the intelligence world, if they were out in the field, none of them would be able to hack it. None of those people could be like when I go out into the intelligence field, or right. when I used to, my accuracy had to be acute and
right.
times 10, a multiplier times 100, so that I would be perceptive of enemy interactions. And
in other words, accuracy was absolutely your watchword.
It's
amazing.
Like, yeah.
We got a 4-minute break. We'll be back with another amazing extension of the story. And Susan's book is Extreme Prejudice. We'll be back in a few minutes, and she's back next Thursday, same time.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I'll say it on air.
Don't worry. I got my rewind button. So, Susan, what we said on the break, and I want to repeat this. Right now, we have the people around Trump, for example, someone like recently fired John Lightning Bolt, I call him Bolton. And these people will say a portion of truth, but say a portion of mistruths or lies so they can manipulate and control. And people have to understand how serious this is, because if America goes down the toilet, the whole world goes down the toilet. This is not just a one election or Donald Trump. It's actually trying to destroy the idea of a constitutional republic and even a presidency who can have a conversation with a world leader. This is not just insanity. It's very evil, and it's not just an evil to America. It's the whole world is in danger now. Please continue.
Yeah, I believe the whole world is in danger. I believe this is the predication for tyranny and dictatorship. I think that the Democrats
right.
are so selfish and arrogant that they're opposed to the concept of elections.
Right.
They want to abolish elections. Elections interfere with the flow of their power. So they're coming up with this crazy. The Russia hoax was crazy. It was insane.
Right.
But the same people, James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, are the same people who have lied about Iraq and 9/11. They've lied about Libya and Syria and Yemen and Ukraine. They are Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton stand shoulder to shoulder as the biggest crooks in Washington. Talk about
right.
bribery. Hillary Clinton charged hundreds of thousands of dollars for foreign leaders who wanted to sit down with her as Secretary of State. Hundreds of thousands of dollars payment to the Clinton Foundation in Hillary Clinton's pay-to-play scams. That's why the private email server was such a big deal. That's why the hidden emails are such a big deal. That's why the State Department that was participating and conspiring with Hillary in her pay-to-play scams, where received hundreds of thousands of dollars just for a meeting. Now, realize Hillary Clinton has bragged that she was the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the United States. And that's because she was charging everybody money for those meetings. And she'd fly in and have a face meeting, and they'd give her $400,000 or $300,000 to the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, the crooked. So the bribery we're talking about, Joe Biden, perfect example. He would give the money to his son. If China wanted to do something with him, if Ukraine wanted to do something with him, he would have his son collect the cash. How is this not bribery? It is bribery. That is the quintessential definition of bribery. If a politician or his family, in the case of the Democrats, it's often the spouse. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein give defense contracts to their husbands. Oh, it's not to me, it's to my husband. Well, gee, that's a joint bank account, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi is the sixth richest member of Congress, male or woman, man or woman. Sixth richest member of Congress, Nancy Pelosi. Her father and brother were both mayors of Baltimore, which is one of the poorest cities in America, and also one of the most corrupt. Nancy Pelosi is from a history of a family dynasty built on corruption. And, you know, so all these people who are attacking Trump, these are the deep state bad guys. And they're the worst. They're the biggest offenders, the worst of the worst of the worst. And, you know, you know, I'm speaking, I'm saying this to you as somebody who, you know, I remember vividly. Oh my God, what a nightmare it was, how scary it was, what a frightening time. Because for those of you who don't know, when I had actually gone to Congress and I requested, I contacted, George Bush had established a Blue Ribbon Presidential Commission on Iraqi pre-war intelligence, and I contacted John McCain and Trent Lott, who was the Senate Majority Leader of the Republicans, on the Republican side. And I spoke with his chief of staff, and I requested to testify, and I did it properly. I went to Congress and I said, I want to tell my story about Iraqi pre-war intelligence, because what you guys are saying is factually wrong. And within 30 days of that, there was banging on my door at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was arrested on the Patriot Act. And so the retaliation as a whistleblower, like, you know, that idiot Adam Schiff says that he refuses to name the whistleblower for fear of retaliation and punishment by the White House. Well, actually, I suffered retaliation. I was arrested on the Patriot Act and thrown in prison on Carswell Air Force Base. I was held in prison for 1 year. I was under indictment for 5 years. I was prohibited from having a trial. No trial. No guilty plea, no trial. I have never been convicted of any crime in my life. And, I mean, talk about, you know, doing violence to the Constitution.
Right.
Throwing people in prison without a trial so that politicians can lie about 9/11 in Iraq. And people were like, I'd watch on television from prison. Right. Watch on the prison television as members of Congress would say, well, no one's coming forward to tell us the truth about Iraq, and nobody's coming forward to tell us the truth about 9/11, so I guess nobody knew about it. And the reason I'm not speaking is I'm locked up in prison on a military base,
right,
Carswell Air Force Base in Texas. And they said that I was, quote, not competent to stand trial, that I was a religious maniac, that I was suffering hallucinations 24/7. And I do believe in God. I absolutely do.
Right.
And you want to accuse me of anything, please accuse me of being a faith in God, because that to me is a compliment. I take that as a great compliment.
Well, without faith in God, you couldn't get through all this, could you?
That's a really great
thing. I couldn't get through the stuff I've been through without God. Yeah. In fact, I tell people, if you knew what I knew, and I only share about 10% even on my show, and I'm going to start putting more on private videos that I'm doing over the past 30 some years, but if I wasn't saved and a believer in the Most High God, I would have committed suicide years ago.
They wanted me to commit suicide. And they're like, wouldn't you like to commit suicide?
Are you kidding?
Because I
would never do that. I'm too tough.
This world is the most beautiful place. It is magnificent and beautiful. And my faith in God is not shaken. The fact that you don't like me doesn't mean that I'm wrong. The tragedy is that I'm right. And you know it, and I know it. And, you know, and unfortunately, it was the worst moment for the country and the soldiers. We were losing the war in Iraq. Now, the problem, I'm anti-war, and unfortunately, the reality is that those soldiers had to stay on the battlefield until that war was over. They were not leaving. They were not going anywhere. And so, you know, we had this very, it was just ugly. It was so ugly. But it was a crisis where I realized that the other side of it is that I'm very proud of the Pentagon. They gave the Pentagon gave my boyfriend, who was living with me, a job at the Pentagon with a top secret security clearance and a salary just under six figures.
Whoa.
Just under six figures, while I was under indictment as a quote-unquote Iraqi agent on the Patriot Act. And they kept him with his top secret security clearance. They would send messages home from the generals to me at home saying, Susan, this is so bad. The war is so much worse than anybody is telling the American people. Please think about the soldiers. They were really scared I was going to talk. And they're like, think about the soldiers. They're getting their arms and their legs blown off for this lie. You're suffering from this lie, but what they're suffering is even worse. They're losing their wives, their children. They're suffering these separations from their families. They're getting their arms and their legs blown off. They're handicapped. They're going to be damaged for the rest of their lives.
Right. And not only that, how many people do you think have died actually?
We have to win this war. They cannot walk off the battlefield just because George Bush lied about Iraq and 9/11. They have to stay. So, you know, it would affect the morale of the soldiers. It would affect the recruitment of new soldiers. It would affect the morale of the occupied people and the enemy who they're fighting against. And it would have been just, you know, I was like, I could see it. I could see it. And again, I was the one who would have been the chief witness for impeachment of George Bush on 9/11 in Iraq. And I want you to know, I believe in election education, and educated voters for election purposes. But I, to this day, I'm going through this nightmare of Trump and watching this, I am living my own nightmare again. And it was a nightmare for 5 years, a nightmare. And I like people, when I'm commenting on the blogs, a couple of people have said to me, hey, calm down, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay.
Exactly.
I'm really getting upset about, you know, sometimes we're like, maybe a little less coffee.
Well, you know, I'm proud of you. As a fellow American and as a believer, I'm so proud of you, Susan.
Oh, thank you. I mean, seriously, I want to reach through the screen and, like, strangle somebody. But I believe in elections. And what we need, if you don't like somebody, then you have an educated discussion about what you think are the problems of Donald Trump.
Right.
I happen to disagree with you, but if you want to talk what you think that those things are very important to you, then you say them, but you do not ever. Our process is that politicians are removed and replaced in an orderly fashion through an election cycle.
And if
you don't like someone, you vote them out of office. And I am going to vote to impeach every Democrat. But a straight Republican ticket in 2020. I will be bright and early to cast my vote at my precinct. Be the first vote of the day. Make sure you vote, because this is what we're seeing is frightening here.
And I also see the polarization of the public. The young people, because of the debt in school. The elderly people, because of the cost of end-of-life care. We see the rise of social communism in this country, and it scares me to see people so desperate they're willing to take something that in the last century killed at least 100 million people worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your amazing discussion. We'll be back next Thursday with Susan.
Next week, we have Whistleblow.
Absolutely, after the report comes out. Thank you, Susan Lindauer. The book is called
Extreme Prejudice.
Susan Lindauer, LINDAUER. Get it now. Get the book, read it, weep, and then take action. The truth will set you free. Thank you, Susan. Take care, everybody, and take action. Pray. The medicine for the blues.